Well, hello and welcome to the Nerd Podcast. I'm Jordan.
I'm Doug.
Today we have two special guests with us, but I would like to say first that we are flying without our usual microphone, so if there's any technical difficulties, that's my fault for accidentally breaking the microphone,
It has bit the dust.
Yeah, I mean, it was bound to happen eventually with my luck, but...
Yeah. Now this just means we get to get a nicer one.
Yeah, we'll do research and development.
Yeah, there we go.
Anyway, so would you like to introduce our
I would. Our guest? So today we are going to talk about anime.
Yes.
And Jordan and I don't have a whole lot of experience with anime. It's very limited. So we brought in a couple of big guns to help us out. Both of them are coworkers of mine. And then one is actually in our D&D group. So we have Cody over here. Say hi, Cody.
Hey.
And then we have Ethan.
Hi.
All right, so they are going to take us on an anime journey.
An anime odyssey.
Ooh, odyssey. There we go.
Word better.
But yeah, so first off, it may seem like it's well known, but does anyone want to describe what anime actually is?
Oh, yeah.
You want to go for it, Ethan? What do you consider anime? I Googled it, and I know the dictionary description of anime.
I Googled it.
Typically, Japanese cartoon.
Yep, there we go. Yeah. So, because Cody and I were talking about it, because honestly, and this is going to sound silly, but I wasn't sure if it was like a special style or if it was just anything Japanese, and according to the dictionary, it's all Japanese film and cartoons, just anything animated.
Yeah.
So there we go. Yeah. So anywho, so we're going to start this off and we'll go around the table.
Ooh, okay.
And what was your first introduction into anime? Do you remember the first thing you watched that is considered anime?
Probably Dragon Ball Z, like a lot of people.
Okay.
Because it was on Toonami. Mm-hmm. And Toonami introduced a lot of anime to people my age. Because it was on at like after school. So you would go home and you would watch Dragon Ball Z. Or sometimes. And I think then they moved Toonami to late at night. So it was like after Adult Swim. So they would have weirder anime. But yeah, I think Dragon Ball Z.
Okay. Cody, how about you?
Like Jordan, my first introduction was Dragon Ball Z, but I like to say Naruto was my first official anime.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the one that I grew up with, mostly.
Gotcha. And so what... I've not heard of that, so what's that like? Because I know what Dragon Ball Z is, so you said Naruto?
Yeah, Naruto, and Naruto Shippuden, because they broke it into, like, two parts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like Dragon Ball Z, only with ninjas and... a lot less of the, like, you know, Kai Blast and all that. It's jutsus and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot like that. It's kind of hard to describe because you got the first half, which is Naruto growing up, going mm-hmm. through all the, like, the ninja school and all that. And then you got the second half, which is Shippuden, which is, you know, he goes, trains with, you know, we'll say, like, how Goku trains with Master Roshi and all that. He trains with Jiraiya, comes back, and then everything gets real.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like Dragon Ball Z with ninjas.
Okay.
The best way I can describe
it. Very cool. How about you, Ethan?
I want to say it was Sailor Moon or Pokemon.
Okay.
I vaguely remember Sailor Moon, so I want to go with Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
But I also watched a lot of Dragon Ball Z.
Okay. My answer, after talking with these two young men, I think changes.
Okay.
Because originally, I was going to say my first experience with anime was Aeon Flux.
And they showed it
on MTV.
MTV.
And I was a teenager, and I was horribly infatuated with it for multiple reasons.
Yeah, so, multiple reasons.
Yes, huh? Yes. Yeah. But after talking a little bit, actually Voltron.
Is Voltron an anime?
Yeah.
Whoa.
These two young men said that even the original Voltron classifies as anime. So that's,
I did not know that.
So I guess Voltron would be my first.
Wow.
Now they did redo, they did a reboot or whatever you want to call it of Voltron on Netflix.
Yes.
And that was excellent. So anyone who loves Voltron, watch that. But yeah, so there we go.
Interesting. I did not know that that was an anime. I guess now that I think about it, but I just didn't watch Voltron very much.
Yeah.
The original Voltron. I watched some of the Netflix and that was pretty good. But was that 3D or was that 2D? I can't remember.
It was 2D.
Animation style. Yeah. Was the Voltron 3D? Was it CGI?
No.
No?
No.
Maybe I'm thinking, maybe it'd be of Transformers. I don't know.
You could be.
I'm always thinking of Transformers.
Because Voltron, if I remember correctly, and someone's going to fact check me, I believe the Voltron actually came out before Transformers.
Oh.
The animated series. I think.
Oh.
If not, they're very close to each other. But, so yeah. I figured I would explain really quickly, and maybe if you want to jump in on this, the reason, one of the main reasons we have Cody and Ethan here is, if already you heard Cody's explanation, I cannot go into that kind of detail regarding anything.
Yeah.
Literally my anime experience, besides Voltron now, right, and Aeon Flux, would be Castlevania from Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
I've watched that, which is really good. I enjoy it. I started watching this show on streaming on Max. It's an Adult Swim, a cartoon called Ninja Kamui. Oh, God, I know I'm going to say that wrong. But it releases an episode every week, and it is really good. It is, like, super violent, and it deals with these... like a secret ninja organization, but each ninja has their own superpower that they can activate, and by doing these hand gestures or movements, but all of a sudden, this group is going after the ones who defected and tried to make a life for themselves. And so they kind of put themselves into witness protection where they're wearing disguises, electronic disguises, so you can't tell who they are and whatnot, but the ninja group is still finding them. So I have that. And that's recent. It's really good. I watched Batman Ninja, which was an animated movie DC put out, what was that, 4 years ago?
Something like that.
They released a Catwoman movie, that was done in anime style. And I forget the name of that right now. It may have just been called Hunted, Catwoman Hunted. But that's about it. Except, let's get this out of the way right now.
Jordan knows
where we're going to go. And Cody knows too, because we were talking about this. Airbender, Avatar The Last Airbender. Anime or not?
Don't start with me.
Oh, okay. Cody, I know you and I already talked about this, so.
I consider it to be an anime. I know while we were talking about it, I brought up Ruby. A lot of people consider Ruby to be an anime, and then others will say it's not anime because it's CGI and American-made.
Sure.
But as long, my whole thing is if it's in the style, I would consider it an anime.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that a lot of the people that they had work on the series are, you know, Japanese, Chinese, because there's a lot of Chinese and, like, Japanese, like, you know, folklore type stuff in Avatar The Last Airbender. But I would consider the original cartoon. Legend of Korra, never seen it, but I would consider Avatar to just be an anime.
Okay.
Because of the way it is.
How about you, Ethan? What's your vote?
I agree. I have not seen Legend of Korra either, so.
Man, am I up on you guys with that one?
Because I haven't seen that one. I've seen Airbender, but I haven't seen Korra.
I've seen Korra. Now, that's... Both of my kids love Avatar Last Airbender. We've probably binged the whole series multiple times. And then Maddie actually, She was the one who first started watching Korra, I believe. Is it called Book of Korra?
It's like Legend of
Korra. Legend of Korra. Yeah, there we go. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know it got a lot of hate. There was a lot of people who did not care. I enjoyed it. It's not as good as Avatar.
Yeah.
But, man, it still hit pretty good. I enjoyed it very much.
It didn't warrant the hate that it got. A lot of people didn't like that Nickelodeon, you know, having characters of the same sex fall in love with each other, and that a lot of people saw that as an issue. They thought it was like forced or whatever.
Sure.
But I mean, to each his own. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I thought it was good, but I agree. I think Avatar counts as anime too, mainly because for the same reason, it's clearly done in that style. It may not be as exaggerated as some anime is, but it still has the same elements, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a sore spot. So like Wyatt and Maddie both say no, it doesn't. It's not anime.
Oh, interesting.
And maybe that's because Maddie, growing up when she was little, always said that she would never watch anime, but now loves that Korra. And then there's, what is it that's on Max? Ghibli.
Studio Ghibli?
Studio Ghibli. And you've got all of those movies Stand available. There. And so I know we've watched a couple of things off of there. It's just great. So, but there we go. So
I'm trying to skim this article on Sci-Fi.
Yeah.
Is Avatar the Last Airbender anime? The creators weigh in. And this says they don't quite know either.
Awesome. So, well, there we go. To each their own then.
We may not ever get a straight answer to that.
Oh, we need to ask Mr. Al.
Oh, yeah.
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 There we go. That's for all the old people that listen to the podcast.
What I would invite the listeners to weigh in. Do you think Avatar, The Last Airbender, is anime? If you've watched it. If not, Google it.
And look. If you haven't watched it,
but
watch it.
Yeah. But not, well, I was going to say not the live action version, but I haven't seen that yet.
No.
The new live action
version. Okay.
I haven't watched it. I have too. But that's not anime because it's live action.
Because it's live action.
We can all agree on that.
Don't watch M. Night.
I would never, ever, ever even talk about that version. Yeah. I saw that version in theater.
Oh.
Yeah.
How was that? Did you stay the whole movie?
Have you ever seen the episode of The Simpsons where Ralph chooses Lisa to be his Valentine?
Yes.
And she tells him off, and Bart says, "You can see his heartbreaking right here." Mm-hmm. That was what it was like watching that movie. if you had paused my life at maybe the first 20 minutes of that movie, you would have seen my heartbreaking.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I never saw it in theaters, and for the longest time never watched it. And then one time, whatever streaming service it was on, I decided to give it a go. I'm like, well, maybe it's not as bad as what everyone says.
It's worse.
So, no, you are right. That was absolutely terrible. And there's the guy who says Avatar's not anime. Oh, man. Breaking our hearts.
He's a dissenter.
He's
we must stone him to death.
We must, yes.
It's like a morally gray area.
Morally gray.
Morally gray.
Beautiful. All right. So I actually, to help these young men, I gave them some questions. So I want to make sure I try to go off of those questions. So we'll go with this one first. Because this will be interesting. I know Cody kind of already talked about this. While we were waiting for Ethan to get off, because there's so much out there, and for people who don't know, there's a lot of anime that's got a lot to it,
mm-hmm.
kind of like manga. There's some stuff, which I would say is probably one of the things that's always intimidated me. I don't know where to start. And then when I look at something and go, oh, it's this many seasons or it's this many episodes, it really just, it's like, oh, God, I can't commit to that. So what was interesting is one of the questions I asked, sent to Cody, was, is there a series you just couldn't get into no matter how many people told you that it was good? and I've never been recommended. Well, I take that back. I have been recommended anime from someone else I work with, which we'll get into later. But so Cody had a great answer that kind of goes along that. So,
yeah. So my answer to that was, you know, Dragon Ball and One Piece. Mm. More specifically, One Piece, because it takes forever. Like it's 1,000 and like 200 plus episodes. There's no way. Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. But Dragon Ball is more manageable because, you know, they break it down into, you know, the different series. You got mm-hmm. Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z. If you were me, then it was Dragon Ball Z Kai, because you didn't want to watch all the filler for Z. You just wanted to skip straight to the Buu saga. But One Piece, it's hardly any filler, so it's all canon, and it just goes on and on and on. And, like, the new recent stuff that I've seen on Twitter, like, he has his new power where he just turns into, like, a cloud-looking person, I swear. He punches a dragon in the face is all I know. But that's, like, episode 1,250-something, and yeah. it just takes too long. That's why it's called mid-piece for a reason.
Ouch. Cody's coming with the hot takes.
Yeah.
How about you, Ethan?
Over the years I've known Cody, I know he is not a fan of filler in anime.
No.
I've always welcomed it because I like it. I can understand if it's like...
Average Bleach supporter.
If there's like so much filler to where it kind of takes you away from what's going on.
Yeah, like Naruto.
Yeah, Naruto's...
The whole end... So the first half of Naruto, like when it's him as a kid... It's like 200 episodes or something like that, but only like the first 60 are the ones that you need to watch. The mm-hmm. rest of them are it's just this whole side stuff that nobody cares about because Naruto's hospitalized, but you get to watch all these side characters do all this other stuff. But you're just like, get on with it. Like we didn't get Shippuden until 2007. Japan had that in like 2004.
Yeah, it did take us forever to get that.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Oh, gosh. Too funny. I really don't know anything they're saying. This is great.
It's like another language, right?
This is why we got him here. So then we talked about something you couldn't get into. What would you... So I've kind of watched some anime. Let's say there's someone out there that's not watched anything. They don't know what anime is. They've never gotten into it because, you know, they heard it's goofy for whatever reason. What is something that you're like, you know what? This is what, watch this and you'd like it.
So it kind of depends on, you know, what they're into. Mm-hmm. Like if you like action, violence, you know, most people would say Demon Slayer. Me, a good entry level one I would say is Black Clover, because it's you know, magic and swords and stuff like that, and it's easy to follow and it's kind of recent. But I would also say My Hero Academia, because that was popular. You know, if they want, you know, like romance or whatever, you got Tomo-chan is a girl that's recent. Aaron in Popcorn, that's one of the things that he showed me on his big anime list.
Gotcha.
If you're into like the super violent stuff, you got like Jujutsu Kaisen. That's super popular right now. That's super recent. Trying to think. You know, comedy, I'd recommend Nichi Jiao or My Ordinary Life. That one's hilarious. Or Pop Team Epic, I guess. Some people would probably prefer that one because it's wacky. But overall, as like a beginner anime, I would probably say, you know, you can't go wrong with the big three, the original big three, not the new big three. So, you know, Naruto, Bleach, One Piece.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you got those, they're, you know, oldies, great. But the new big three, like My Hero Academia, Jujutsu Kaisen, Demon Slayer, you can't go wrong with any of those either.
Okay.
But it's kind of just picking and choosing and see where, you know, your tastes lie.
Yeah.
Because, like you said earlier, there's a whole bunch of different types of animes. So, but
anything different that you would throw in? Because I know your tastes are a little bit skewed towards the... I mean this as a compliment, but the weird, the horror, the gosh, what's the best way to put it?
Lovecraftian.
But yeah, so what
I'm really big into psychological horror.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I love horror. So if I wanted to watch just a crazy out there horror anime, what should I watch?
The thing about them is that they're kind of hard for, like, if you're starting out watching anime, they're kind of hard to get into. But a really good one, if you're leaning more action-oriented, I'd say Hellsing Ultimate. It's okay. a little violent, but it's really good.
Violence doesn't scare me. I love the violence.
Really gory, too.
Bring it. That's what I'm loving about that ninja Kamui.
And then if you're into the more, like, spooky anime, I would say, like... Higurashi, When They Cry. It's a pretty good one. It's kind of hard to follow, though.
Well, yeah, because it's just a jumbled mess. Because there's so many different When They Cry.
There's a lot of different arcs where it, like, takes you forward in time or, like, another, like...
And some of the plot twists in that is stupid.
Yeah.
Like the phone call.
There's a lot of weird stuff. But it's entertaining. Yeah. I like it a lot.
Okay.
Your Junji Ito.
Yeah. The Junji Ito collection, you should definitely read the manga. The anime is okay, but only if you read the manga. the anime isn't as good, so, like, the art is just not anywhere near what Junji Ito does, so. Yeah.
So that actually, I'm glad you brought up the manga, because that leads us into another question that I had sent Cody, is... Of the stuff you guys watch, have you read any of the manga for the same stuff that you've watched to kind of compare them, or?
Yeah, I've read quite a few different horror mangas, because that's what I like the most, but, I would almost recommend any horror anime to read the manga first, just because the way that, like, when you turn the page, it just kind of pops at you, a lot of the stuff. And a lot of the art's, like, way more detailed than it is in the anime.
Sure.
The only horror anime I would recommend watching the anime for before the manga would be, like, Another. It's a really good, spooky anime.
Okay.
The manga didn't follow the series either.
Yeah, you've actually read the manga.
Yeah, I have the manga. Me, since I'm action-oriented, you know, I've read, like, the entirety of Naruto, and I've tried to catch up with JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. A lot of, you know, the differences is censorship. Like JoJo, in America, a lot of the stands that they're special powers, they're punching ghosts, if you want to call them that, they have to change the names. So, there's in the upcoming one that they're going to be making soon, Steel Ball Run, there is a stand called Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. They're going to shorten it to Filthy Acts at a Reasonable Price. I'm not joking. That's the English version they gave it in the video game. You know, Spice Girls is also one. They changed that to Spicy Lady. It's copyright stuff. Prince is the reason why the stand Limp Bizkit is not Limp Bizkit, it is Flaccid Pancake. I don't understand that one. But
Flaccid Pancake.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, Flaccid Pancake. It's weird because you know who Skrillex is, Ethan.
Yeah.
So in this next part, Diego Brando, his stand is called Scary Monsters Nice Sprites. I don't know what they're going to shorten that to. I think they just changed it to Scary Monsters, which makes no sense because he turns into a dinosaur. But a lot of it, you know, it's censorship. Like, JoJo is a very violent anime. At least Golden Wind is. There's a scene in Golden Wind where one of the characters... Dapio, like throws up razor blades, and my, you know, and reading that in the manga is, you know, you see that and you go, wow, that's not going to get animated. They actually did. But a lot of times stuff like that, they just, you know, darken the screen or change it completely. I know you've seen Naruto, you've seen the Forest of Death arc where Sasuke does that dude's arm dirty.
Yeah.
They literally silenced that whole scene and changed the color of the screen like red. But it depends on the anime that you're watching. It's mm-hmm. censorship.
Yeah, censorship is yep. very strange in anime, what well, they decide yeah, to do.
Well, like, Japan doesn't think that we like seeing stuff. Like, video game wise, they'll change yeah. the clothes. Can't handle thighs. Mm. Can't handle it.
Goodness. Typically in a lot of animes where they do censorship, it's a lot of like they just make the blood like they black it out and mm-hmm. it just looks yep. shadowy.
Yeah.
Like one of the worst ones I've ever seen is actually for Higurashi. There was a scene, I think it was the new anime, but they censored a scene and it made like all the blood white. And it was so weird.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, that.
I know what it was, the classroom scene?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a meme for a while.
Yeah, we won't discuss that any further. I will say, I don't think I told Cody this. I know I talked to Ethan. I think I told you, Jordan, but Sturgill Simpson. I don't know if you know who he is or not, Cody. He's a
alternative country.
Alternative country, yes, artist. Let's say that. But he did an album 5 years ago now, I think it was, called Sound and Fury. But what he also ended up doing is he had written a short story, and he got his. I don't know if they approached him or if he approached them. I don't know if it was in conjunction with the record release. I really don't know. But they did a anime movie. They did an animated movie, and his album plays start to finish throughout the whole thing. Doesn't really, I mean, it's not like the songs match up with what's going on. The songs are just going, and then you just got this story that's playing out, and it kind of jumps around, but let me tell you, it was 40 minutes long and it was a blast. It is on Netflix, so if you got 41 minutes, give that a watch, because there's some violence in there, and it's just it's a trippy story. But plus the album's great, so yeah. I don't know if that's the kind of music you guys would like. The that album is not country at all. It is very experimental sounding, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's pretty big departure.
Yeah, it is unlike anything he's done, but it is fantastic. But it really works with the anime. I don't know why, but it's just like you're just listening to the songs and then you see a dude get beheaded and you're like, oh, okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh goodness. My phone went blank. I don't have my questions anymore. Here's one I hadn't done. And we talked a little bit about this before we got over here. So, is there anything that you want to rewatch? Or is there anything you have rewatched from when you were younger and you're like, ooh, that's different, whether for good or for bad?
Yeah, I think recently the only anime that I went back to rewatch again that I felt differently about was probably Soul Eater. I remember, like, really enjoying that when I was younger, and I think part of it had to do with I was watching it on my dad's, like, big screen TV with all the surround sound.
Mm-hmm.
The surround sound made all the action, like, way more intense. And, like, going back to it without that, it was just not, like, it didn't hit the same way.
Yeah.
But another thing was, like, the story just kind of felt, like, kind of off.
Mm-hmm.
And with Soul Eater, they actually animated the whole thing without finishing the manga. So that's why there's a part where it kind of stops and, like, they had to make up a bunch of it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because they wouldn't catch up with the anime.
Kind of like Game of Thrones.
Ooh. Yeah, they need to reboot
that. Yeah, they do.
That,
that needs to because
Bleach, remake. They finished Bleach.
Yeah.
So they can go back and do Soul Eater.
I feel like Soul Eater was popular enough that they'll do it eventually.
We still see cosplays of it.
Yep.
How about you, Cody?
So, I try to make it like a tradition to go back and rewatch Kill la Kill every year. It's my favorite anime of all time.
I'm sorry, what was it called?
Kill la Kill.
Kill the Kill.
La, L.A.
Oh, okay. Kill la Kill. Okay.
It's by Studio Trigger. They did Gurren Lagann and Penny and Stocking with Garter Belt.
Yep.
That's a series that Ethan likes. it's weird. It's like a weird it's classified as a magical girl anime because they transform. Yeah. So, Ethan fell asleep during it, so I still have beef with him for that. You're going to watch that. He woke up like halfway through the series.
Yeah, I woke up at like the worst moment to wake up.
Yeah, the discount
that.
Bling Bling Boy from Johnny Test.
I had no idea what was going on.
I know. but another one that I want to go back and rewatch, and this is something that Ethan had me watch with him. It's called Bento. It's these like school kids that are fighting over these boxed Japanese lunches.
I was just going to ask, is this
it's them fighting over boxed Japanese lunches because they're just, I guess, so good. I forget what happened.
Yeah, it's a pretty good slice of life anime.
Yeah, yeah. But I've been meaning to go back and rewatch that. There's a whole bunch of stuff I've been meaning to just watch, though.
A slice of life anime.
Happy-go-lucky.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's, yeah, like laid-back camp or whatever it is.
Pretty much.
Spy Family, I guess I would consider.
That's one that Michael from work talked about. He said he just started watching that, Spy Family.
I went to FYE with Johnny. And they had a Anya little LED lamp.
Oh, I've been seeing a lot of Anya like everywhere.
She's like the pivotal character at the moment. So I got my roommate that, so he wouldn't feel left out. He didn't get to go to OhioCon with us, so I ended up buying him like this little thing that sits on his PC of that character. And then he got a little statue for his display case too. So felt bad for him. He ended up driving us all the way to the convention center. So,
well, let's go ahead and talk about OhioCon since you brought it up. What is OhioCon?
So OhioCon and MatsuriCon, and I believe we also have DragonCon.
Okay.
Those are the three like anime based conventions that we have in Ohio. OhioCon was the biggest after recent events. It's not so much.
Yeah.
MatsuriCon is going to take that place, or DragonCon will step up. But OhioCon takes place during the winter. MatsuriCon is the one that's coming up in August. That's the one that me and Ethan and Johnny are going to.
Yeah, MatsuriCon's always been my favorite.
Yeah, it's...
And those are both in Columbus, right?
Yeah, they're in the Greater Columbus Convention Center.
Yep.
Except DragonCon. DragonCon's in Sandusky because it's connected to a water park.
Oh, okay.
It's like $200 a ticket.
Yeah, wow.
We'll have to go to that someday.
Yeah, in about 10 years when we can afford it.
So... I've been to Comic Cons. I'm going to assume, and I've been to BotCon, which is for Transformers. I'm just going to assume basically the same setup. You're just celebrating anime, so I mean...
It's pretty much the same thing. It's anime-oriented, you know,
sure.
they got...
What do the booths look like? I mean, do they have a lot of sellers there selling anime-related...
So, they have their main dealer's room, and then they have Artist Alley, which is their fan-made stuff.
Sure.
OhioCon's rule for Artist Alley was stupid. Like, this year it was you can only have, like, one actual piece of fan art that you made. The rest of it had to be original. But it's a whole bunch of sellers. Johnny had a very particular... area that he liked to go to. I don't want to talk about
that. No, that's okay.
We kept losing them in there, so
yeah, we did.
But it was a lot of you know, like wall scrolls, posters, plushies, and all that. There was like a whole dedicated Pokemon stand with all the plushes and stuff. But it's pretty much the same thing as a Comic-Con, you know.
Okay.
You got your swords and all that. I went home with a sword for the first time.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like a, it's the scissor blade from Kill la Kill. It's Ryuko's like primary weapon. They didn't, they had the other one, but it wasn't actually a sword. It was a piece of wood. And it was like way too damn big. But but yeah, it's pretty much the same thing as a Comic-Con.
Okay.
Like you got your voice actors and all that. Voice actors this year were kind of, you know.
So what would you say is the main difference between OhioCon and the what's the other one? Matsuri-Con. Yeah. Are they similar, or does one of them do something better than the other?
Matsuri-Con is more anime-oriented, whereas OhioCon is just anything, like, nerd-related.
Okay.
Comics and stuff like that.
Okay.
Matsuri-Con also tends to have more people because it's in, like, the summer.
Mm. Oh, so, okay.
So, you know, most people go to OhioCon, they don't want to go out in the winter.
Sure.
So they'll come out, like, one day. OhioCon got the short end of the stick with their union busting this year, so it got boycotted. So it was horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
There was barely anybody there.
Mm-hmm.
But Matsuri-Con, it was bigger. The dealer's room was gigantic when we went last.
Yeah, it was a lot bigger, but the thing was that there was a lot of stuff that was promised at Matsuri-Con.
Yeah, like we didn't get the t-shirts.
Yeah, something between staff and the...
Something
wasn't...
Supplier, whatever, just gypped on them on the last second, so we never got our t-shirts and stuff like that, because there's multiple levels of badges, right?
Yeah.
So OhioCon doesn't offer that. They offer one type of badge, but Matsuri-Con has, you know, you got your regular badge, you got gold and platinum.
Mm-hmm.
Gold, you get your goodie bag and all that. I believe you get to get into the dealer's room early. But the platinum, that's the one that I'm going to get for Matsuri-Con this year. You get a whole bunch of stuff. Like, I get VIP, you know, autograph stuff. Like, I get my own little book to have them sign for free. Even though you take your badge up, they'll sign it for free either way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, would you rather pay $200 for a badge just to go get in, you know, early and all that?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think it's worth it.
Yeah,
it's all about what you like.
Yeah, it's about who's there too.
Which brings us to Ethan and his experiences at these cons, because you mentioned cosplay.
Yeah.
Ethan, man, you get into it.
I do.
Go ahead and explain a couple of the cosplays that you've done, because they were absolutely amazing.
Well, my first cosplay was Basil from the game Amori. It's not, like, super well-known, but a lot of people liked it. I put a decent amount of effort into it. My most recent cosplay, though, was Walmart at Cloud. That one was pretty interesting. Got to wear a dress for the first time. Had a few people at the ball think that I was a paid... a performer or something.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, no. But it was pretty fun.
Only got heckled once.
Yeah.
I meant to ask you if there was any mean-spirited people.
Oh, not really.
The drunk guy came off a little strong, but then he mellowed out like immediately.
Okay.
So
that was funny.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. What are your upcoming plans for Matsuri?
My next cosplay plan is another character from Amori, which is Captain Spaceboy. He's an alien pirate. It should be pretty cool. I'm going to have to paint myself up blue and get some new colored contacts. And there's a lot of work I got to put into it still.
I'm not looking forward to that. No, because you're going to dye the shower blue.
Maybe. We'll see. Depends on how good of body paint I can find.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Too funny. Oh, my Lord.
See, that's why I always say I'm going to do a cosplay and then don't.
You cosplayed last time a little bit.
Are you talking about the Kigu?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'd consider that cosplay.
Yeah, okay, fine, yeah. But that was with Johnny.
Yeah, you both wore that.
Yeah, with Eeveelution Kigus. They're like onesies.
Mm-hmm.
I know. What did we say when we were at Matsuri-Con? Was it, I was going as Lucina from Matsuri-Con, because it's like the easiest for me. Since
I
have,
thought it was a.
It's a Fire Emblem character. I know that it was.
Oh,
it was.
I thought there was a JoJo character. You were.
No, that one I can't. Amazon Chinese measurements do not like American size.
Oh, what was that character though?
Narancia.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Lucina was the one that I was thinking about because it's the easiest one for me.
Because
that I can just get off of Etsy and get it actually sized right.
Now, at the cons, are there a lot of cosplay?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Oh, especially like Matsuri-Con, yeah.
Yeah, like almost everybody you see is in cosplay.
I was curious about that because at the Comic-Cons, it's probably 25% cosplay, wouldn't you say, Jordan?
Yeah, and they're all people I don't know anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing but Genshin Impact.
I mean, that's how I feel going to Matsuri-Con. Like, a lot of the newer animes, like, I have no idea who a lot of the
characters
are.
It was nothing but Demon Slayer at Ohio-Con and Jujutsu Kaisen.
There's a lot of Genshin Impact.
Yeah, Genshin Impact.
Yeah, I've only seen the trailers.
Genshin Impact.
No idea what it's about.
No Tokyo Ghoul?
Nope.
Oh.
There was
a Toka.
There was?
Yeah.
I didn't see her.
Oh my god, this is great.
Yeah, there was a Toka. It was all nothing but Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen, and Spy Family.
Like, I've never seen Demon Slayer, but I've seen a lot of Demon Slayer.
Yeah, it was literally just Nezuko and the dude with the orange hair.
I went as the dude from Big Lebowski one
year,
but no one knew who I was.
Really?
No.
Wow.
Were you with me?
I don't think you were with me
at that. I wore, I had the cargo shorts on. I wore Crocs because I don't have any jelly shoes like he wore in the movie, but I had the shirt that he wore, the bowling shirt towards the end. A guy I bowled with when I bowled my 300, he couldn't believe I didn't get any recognition for it, so he went out and ordered this shirt and ordered patches to put on it. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to go as the dude.
Yeah.
Had my sunglasses, everything. Not one person said anything to me. I still have that trench coat. I might go as Columbo one year.
I've done that.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
I still think you'd make a good Commissioner Gordon.
Ooh, we did
right
talk
now,
about
that.
Yeah. Oh, I've got the mustache. You know what? There we go. Maybe I'll do that for Minicon.
Yeah.
I'll be Commissioner Gordon. Selling the goods.
Selling toys.
Yeah. I just got to find a badge.
We can get you a... GCPD badge, I bet.
I bet we could find one. Yeah, there
Etsy
we go.
Etsy's a great place for that. That's where Ethan gets most of his stuff.
Yeah,
made.
A lot of my stuff I get from Etsy. Some things I have commissioned and stuff.
Yeah.
No kidding. That's wild. That's just...
That's what I'm going to have to do for, like, the butterfly mask for Lucina. Because as much as I want to trust Amazon, I'm not going to trust Amazon again. I bought that Narancia cosplay twice.
So I'm going to throw a curveball, because this isn't a question that... I had sent to Cody, and now I've just lost the question. Son of a gun. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no, video games. Do you have a favorite video game that's based on anime or manga?
Me and him both really like...
The Naruto games?
Yeah.
There's so many of them, though.
Yeah.
Is Clash of Ninja, Ultimate Ninja, which one? Wii ones, please.
The ones that we played the most against each other.
Okay, that would have been Storm. So
yeah, the Storm.
Ultimate Ninja Storm, like 3. 2 sucked. my favorite is the original Ultimate Ninjas for PlayStation 2.
Oh,
because
really?
They were... After a while, CyberConnect just kept reusing the same stuff.
Mm.
Like, Storm 3 came out, and then a couple months later, you know, after all the DLC characters, they re-released it as Storm 3 Full Burst. That's because gaming companies are doing that now. They're just re-releasing it with everything. Like, but
remastered.
Last of Us 2 remastered. Game's been out for 3 years. Can't wait for Red Dead Redemption 2 remastered. In about 20 years, when Rockstar gets to it after GTA 6. But other than that, we primarily just played Naruto games. The Dragon Ball Z games are okay if you're playing like Budokai or Budokai Tenkaichi. They're bringing those back. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
That's coming back. Ethan had a Bleach game that we played once.
Oh yeah, that one on the Wii.
Yeah,
it was like Soul something.
The One Piece game.
Oh yeah,
the One Piece game.
That was probably one of my favorite ones. That was back when 4Kids
was still making.
Yeah, the dub.
Yeah, the dub, and it had the pirate rat.
But yeah, like the. That game was like really cartoony, and they were almost like chibi, and like you could just pick whatever character you wanted and just fight it out. It was really cool.
So you got stuck in a hit loop, Ethan.
Yeah.
Stop bullying me.
The 4Kids did the dub.
Yeah.
That's a sentence that we may have to translate.
So, 4Kids. So, like earlier when I said censorship.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So 4Kids, they were the ones that took like all these older animes like One Piece, and they would remove everything, like, yeah, you know.
They would try to make them as like child friendly as possible.
No guns, no, you know, one of the characters, Sanji, he always has a cigarette in his mouth. They changed it to a lollipop.
Oh, of course. Okay.
They even gave it its own little opening. It didn't follow the trash one that they had originally. It was better, but
I did like that opening. Yeah. I got used to it.
I forget what else they did. What else did they do? Yu-Gi-Oh as well?
They might have. I can't remember.
I think they did Yu-Gi-Oh. Because didn't Weevil have like two different voices?
I'm not for sure, to be honest. I did love Weevil's voice though. It was great. I have
not finished any Yu-Gi-Oh series at all, but you know, 4Kids was just like, everybody hated them because of how, like, super family-friendly they were back then, but you kind of, you know.
I mean, if you grew up with it, you were kind of used to it and didn't really know, but, yeah.
But it was out of this.
I didn't know.
Out of this world. Like, a little thing, like, the guns weren't guns. I forget, what were they?
I can't remember what they turned the guns in One Piece into. It was almost, I feel like it was like a pellet gun or something weird. Because it still had to be a gun.
So yeah, it just didn't fire bullets.
Like balls or something.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Good golly. This just popped in my head, too. On do you have Netflix?
Nope.
I do.
I think you and I talked about this. It's called Arcane.
Yeah.
Would you consider that anime?
Because
it doesn't seem like it's the same style.
I know.
It's really
like,
good, though.
That's all like 3D, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like CG. It's kind of like how Ruby is now. Mm. It's not. I don't know if Riot makes it in house, and since I don't know if they're like a Japanese game dev.
I'm not sure.
I don't play League of Legends, so I can't tell you. But
I've only seen the
wouldn't. I wouldn't consider it to be
gotcha
anime. It's more cartoony than anything.
It looked good though.
I didn't watch it. I'd only watch it because it
had to get through the third episode. The first two were kind of.
It was kind of like you had to play the game to know some of it, or
only character wise.
Yeah.
Unless you know lore is in the game, but
yeah.
That's what the show was for. It was the show, Jinx's backstory and all that.
Jeez. You gotta know Jinx's backstory.
Yeah,
gotta know Jinx's backstory. She has a cannon.
Man. I'm out of questions.
Well,
what do you got, Jordan?
I was gonna do a lightning round.
Okay.
I'm on Paste Magazine right now, and they have the 35 best anime of all time.
Okay.
So I was just curious to get a gut reaction on these.
Okay, so yay or nay?
They start with number one, so we'll just get the best ones. Cowboy Bebop.
No.
It's good, but I wouldn't say it's the best.
No.
Well, whoever wrote this article totally disagrees with you guys. But they, okay, I don't know. I've never seen. I've never seen Cowboy Bebop, but
I just don't like it.
It's definitely worth a watch. I enjoyed it, but like. It's not for everybody.
Yeah. Number two is Neon Genesis Evangelion.
No.
Evangelion. No, okay.
I really like that series.
He spent, what was it? Was it the original Ohio Con that we went to in 2015? Was that the one where you spent like $200 on that box set?
Oh, yeah, that was the first... That might have been, like, the second con I went to.
Yeah, because you went to Monterey Con before, and yeah. then we went to Ohio Con.
I bought
and then
that because yeah. I knew it was going to go into, like, licensing hell.
Gainax so. Mode, yeah.
yeah. And so. It took them all the way until, I think it was last year, they finally re-released the original dub yeah, and all
with
that.
The actual voice actors.
Yep.
Cody's not impressed with this list
well,
so
this,
far.
The, whoever wrote this is picking vintage anime. Vintage. Animes because this next one is from 1997 and I've never heard of it. It's called Revolutionary Girl Utena.
Utena?
I've never heard of that.
I know what it is. It's a magical girl thing. It's older, but I've never watched it, so I can't give my opinion. So we'll go. Yeah.
Number four is Fooly Cooly.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
I do remember
Ethan
watching
made me.
Did
I fall asleep during that?
You might have, and that upsets me deeply because it's only like six episodes.
It is, but they got us. Didn't it get a sequel?
It got like. Two new seasons, but like I've heard mixed things about them. Yeah,
it's bonkers.
Fooly Cooly.
Fooly Cooly.
Yeah. All right.
Don't.
That was one of the ones that yeah. like I used to stay up way later than I should have as a child, and I caught that at late at night some nights, and I was like, "This is really cool."
There was some but, suspicious stuff happening.
Yeah, there. It's not for kids.
It is not for kids.
like early adulthood.
yeah, I mean, yeah.
Number five is Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Which one?
That one.
It just says Brotherhood.
Brotherhood.
So okay, so it's the good one, not the original. Yes.
Which I grew up with the original, and I enjoyed it for what it was.
It's not
Brotherhood. Is definitely better, but there were some really good moments in that.
Brotherhood had the opening, the banger of an opening.
Well, the original had that too.
No, it didn't. It had a different one.
Yeah, but it had a... Those openings were still good. I remember those.
I didn't watch the original.
Yeah.
I only remember if Brotherhood's opening being fantastic.
They were both good.
Yes.
Number six is Tatami Galaxy.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Fruits Basket. I know that one.
Is it the new one or the
2019.
I've never seen it, but I know it's supposed to be good. That's like a romance type anime. Mm-hmm.
Number eight is Aku no Hana from 2013.
Aku no Hana, I've...
Not to be confused with Hakuna Matata.
Mm. It sounds familiar, but
it does,
I don't know what it is.
But I can't put my...
This is pretty reassuring. The first sentence says, you probably won't like Aku no Hana. At least not on the first viewing.
Okay, this is a very biased list.
I don't know. It's paced. I don't know. Nine is Monster.
Monster is... messed up because that's the one about the serial killer, the doctor. The doctor saves this dude's life and he turns out to be a serial killer.
I've never seen that.
The dude wants to like kill the doctor or something like that, or the doctor wants to kill him because something happened. Or it's
I'm
weird.
I'm gonna have to watch that.
You would like it.
I probably would.
And number 10 is Michiko and Hatchin.
I've heard of it, but I
need the English
was.
Title to.
Yeah, I
tell
don't
you.
Know.
Some of them I know the Japanese title. Some of them I don't.
I'll just fire randomly here now.
Sailor Moon.
Oh yeah,
I've never
a good one for sure.
I mean, it revolutionized magical girl anime, so I have that to thank for Kill la Kill. So I'll say yeah.
Okay, what about Hunter x Hunter?
Yes. Oh yes, the 2011. They need to finish it. It has the greatest rage moment in anime history.
What are your guys' feelings on Gundam? Mobile Suit Gundam.
I love Gundam.
I'm not
too big into the mechs.
Not
like
the mechs.
The only mech anime that I have watched is Gurren Lagann, and that's because Ethan forced me to.
Yeah. I forced you to watch a lot of things that you ended up enjoying, though.
Yeah, no. It's weird.
Here's one that Doug's been recommended recently, The Big O.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he was talking about that
when we
got off of work.
That was one of the ones that I grew up watching, but I do not remember a lot of it just because I was too young to really comprehend a lot of the material.
I can't find it anywhere.
Wait, hold on. It says here.
Oh.
You probably
available for physical purchase. That's the only one that because it links to Hulu or Netflix or Crunchyroll, but that one's
available for
physical purchase.
I guess I need to start scouring the internet for a physical purchase. Mm-hmm. I've been told I would absolutely love it.
I remember watching it a little bit, but I don't remember much.
Yeah,
I just remember the robot. Yeah. I can't believe this. Number 30 is Dragon Ball Z. This list is weird. Wow. Now, I like Dragon Ball Z a lot as a kid, but I like Dragon Ball better because I feel like everybody was useful in Dragon Ball, and after a certain point in Dragon Ball Z, it was just like there was like no need to have any other characters, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's a power scaling issue with the Kira Toriyama.
How'd you feel about the Dragon Ball Z movie?
That was terrible.
It's Dragon Ball has it's. I don't really watch it because after a while, he's gonna run out of colors for Super Saiyan. Like he's on what Super Saiyan God Rose whatever
Rose
the blue
gold.
Yeah, it's gonna be that
Rose Gold.
Frieza turned into a gold being.
Yeah. Like I haven't really seen much of Super, but like I have a weird like how I got into Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball in general was I started with Dragon Ball Z and then I ended up going back and reading the manga for Dragon Ball. Mm-hmm. So I kinda like got to find out all the backstories and stuff, which was fun.
And then the last one I'll mention, on this list because I want to watch this one is Lupin the Third.
Lupin I've seen because they didn't they just do something. Well, I haven't seen it. I know it exists.
There's like a 3D movie.
Yeah, that they just did.
Yeah, I think it was on Netflix or something.
That was a really popular one back in the day.
Yeah,
it was always one I was kind of interested in, but never really got a chance to watch.
How'd you find it? And I can't.
I just searched up Big O for sale.
He knows anime.
He's well, it's that or you go to eBay and hope to God somebody's not, you know, selling it for like $400.
Yeah. Right.
But that's Blu-ray, so
why,
it's a re-release.
I wonder why it's not streaming. I wonder who owns the rights.
Let's find out.
Could the rights be yours, Doug?
You know what? Let's bring it.
We'll all chip in and buy the rights.
That is hilarious. It is literally not coming up on my search. Oh my gosh. Why is Bezos doing this to me?
Bezos?
I can text you the URL.
Yeah, would you do that, please? Because that's
it's weird because it does that to me, too.
Bunch of BS is what that is. Oh, my goodness. See, what did I tell you guys? We're at 58 minutes. Have you thought you've been talking that long?
No.
No, once you start talking about something that you love, it's pretty much...
Oh,
I thought I was falling back there.
Oh, no.
My life flashed before my eyes.
Anything you want to say about anime that we haven't covered? Any series, movies, anything? I have to apologize. I have not watched Akira yet.
I haven't seen that either.
I know I told you I was going to watch it before we did this so I could talk about it, but I failed you, Ethan. I have it on Blu-ray, so you need to come over and
together.
We need to watch it sometime.
Do some homework.
We've also got the Empire of Corpses to watch, too.
That's what's over there. Yeah, Empire of Corpses.
Yeah,
there we go. Yes.
That's what he said.
I just love the name of that.
Yeah. That's what got me interested in it, too, is the name.
Yeah. Is that where that GIF you sent in Discord came from?
No, that was something completely different.
Okay, because that was a bit weird.
Hey, you actually, I think you watched that with me. That was that, like...
Was that Corpse Party?
No, that's Shiki. That's what that GIF was from.
Oh, yeah. No, I have not seen Shiki. I've seen... Is that the one
I think we started it. It was like that whole town that ended up getting taken over
it's
by vampires.
It's the one with, and it's the one where the girl gets
those
run
vampires.
Over,
always
run
trying
over
to
by
over
the
towns.
Tractor,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, that's a good scene.
That is the worst scene in that entire show because you get to listen to her scream the entire time. And
oof.
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 Yeah, no, man. No.
Terrible. Oh, my gosh. Any parting words? Any wisdom for anime? Just dive in head first?
I mean,
Pretty much.
Pick a genre. Can never go wrong with Sword Art Online. Come on.
I'm not really that big of a fan.
Oh,
of
you love Sword Art Online. You love Crossing Fields
season.
By Lisa.
I'm really trying to remember. So I was telling Cody, and I don't know if Michael listens to these or not. But hey, if you do, hi, Michael. But I had asked him, because he loves anime too, to give me something that someone should watch that's really good. And God love him, he gave me about, I can't even remember all the ones he talked about, but I think for the most part, at one point or another, we've named all of them because he mentioned Tokyo Ghoul. He mentioned Demon Slayer. Spy Family is what he's watching right now, and he loves it.
My cousins get him into a lot of series.
Yeah. What's the one that begins with an N? Naruto?
Naruto.
Naruto.
Oh, is that how you... Oh my gosh, is that how you say it?
Naruto.
Naruto?
A lot of people say Naruto, but it's pronounced Naruto.
Well, there we go.
Yeah,
it's...
I learned something else. I thought that there was just a whole... Okay, son of a gun.
Well, for a second, I thought you were talking about another series called Noragami.
Noragami is sick. I love that show so much.
I
haven't seen
it. I own it, but I've never watched it.
I own the first volume of the manga.
Oh, my gosh. Noragami. Okay. Noragami. Trying to think of anything else that he talked about. You know one that we didn't mention, and everyone swears by it, but neither of you talked about it, and that was Chainsaw Man.
I have not seen Chainsaw Man.
We haven't seen it yet.
No. I actually have.
Okay.
I've seen part of it, and it is very violent, but also kind of funny. And I don't know. Like, I've seen the first half of it. I'd say it's worth a watch, probably.
A lot of events that happen and that have been spoiled for me because, you know, I'm on Twitter and I see spoilers every other day. Like Jujutsu Kaisen, I sure do love getting spoiled on who perishes next. It's the same thing with Chainsaw Man. Don't have a favorite. It's the same thing with JoJo. If you're a JoJo side character, you're probably already dead.
They're all wearing red shirts.
Ooh, pretty much.
Oh, man.
Like, oh, my God.
Gosh.
Part three.
That's
awesome. You're wearing a red shirt.
Oh, no.
You better watch out.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
The Smallville Crows.
Yeah.
Nice.
Digging deep.
You are. That's awesome. Is that new?
I've had it for a couple months.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I don't think I've seen you wear that yet.
Well.
There you go. So you're sporting the red here recently at your book signing yesterday.
Yeah, my ballet coat.
You had your red coat, and that was awesome. Look at you. Yeah. Nice. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It was not as bad as you thought it was going to be.
I was pretty nervous.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun.
You guys both did very well, so... we'll put it out there for anyone. If you've watched anime... Tell us what your favorite one is and what you would recommend for someone to watch if they've never done it.
Yeah.
And if you've have no idea what anime is, I'd like to know what you thought of the episode. Because, gosh, there was a whole lot of information spewed out here. You guys were definitely the right ones to bring in. We appreciate you joining us. Thank you, Ethan. Thank you, Cody.
Thanks, sir.
Jordan.
Opportunity to join you guys on this.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll have to... Ethan will be on another episode coming up. We won't spoil it, but it'll be a large group for that one. So that'll be fun, but we have to finish some things first.
Yeah.
So
unfinished business.
We have some unfinished business. We've got some killing to do.
Yeah.
Or killing to be done to us.
To be done to us, yeah.
One or the other. But all right. Well, as always, reach out to us through Facebook, the Gram. Are we live on Twitter yet?
I still got to get back to that.
Okay. Well, never mind.
I got locked out.
Yeah, we're locked out. Who knows what happens?
Or write us a letter.
Yeah, write it. Oh, yeah.
P.O. Box.
Drop us a DM.
Yeah, slide into those DMs.
Slide into those DMs. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much, and stay nerdy.